And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys and the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're here every weekend. We appreciate you being here, too. Hey, we've been talking all kinds of meat with the Mr. Sobey of Sobey Meats, and what do you want to talk about next, Bob?
Well, I think a little lamb would be good, but I wanted to do a little housekeeping here. If you have a station in your market that does not play our show, please send them a link to our website and request that they pick it up. We've got new stations coming on, and of course, we want to blanket the world with our marvelous voices.
Right.
But also, you can download our show. We have thousands of podcasts. So that's a very popular platform. I think it's overtaking live play, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And those podcasts are fantastic. You can listen at your own discretion. You can carry your
leisure.
Phone. Yeah,
yes.
Well, you know, we're all busy and trying to make a buck.
Right.
And let's just say you have a certain trip you take every week and you got an hour in the car, 40 minutes, it's about for our podcast. And everybody listens to podcasts now.
Sure.
So why not do ours?
How do they get it?
You just go to thegrillinguys.com and look at the top right corner, click on Jack It Up. Also, we are on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. Now, speaking of lamb, do you ever eat kibbe?
No. Not me.
Nope.
Okay.
That's your Lebanese wife.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then there's one called raw kibbe. It's K-I-B-B-E. And I learned to eat that right off the bat when I met my wife's family because I wanted to be, you know, when in Rome. And I found it to be really good. Oh, yeah. Well, there's some good-looking girls in that family.
So, I know. You got one of them, too. I know. I know how that goes.
One? Yeah. Come on.
Right.
So anyway.
The Bob Squad. Okay.
Yeah, Bob's Angels.
Yeah.
So this kibbe, this raw kibbe. Everybody makes it a little bit different. Now, Safi's restaurant in Grand Rapids, old man Safi, he was Lebanese, and he had about the best kibbe you would ever want. And it's really ground lamb with herbs and spices and wheat germ in it. And then you serve it raw. So there's your food safety thing. That seems to be just fine, just like steak tartare. But what I wanted to say is, I've become kind of a connoisseur. I like it more than my wife does. She's got brothers that don't even eat as much kibbe as I do. And so I got...
They're in the family. They don't need to suck up.
No, I just like it that much. But I went to... We had Sheshko Grill up.
Right, we had those guys
Nat's
on.
Yep,
right,
on.
Yep. Here in Grand Rapids.
I go there all the time. The owner's name is Mo. He's really cool. He's from Yemen. He's just an awesome chef. And they work really hard, but... Their kibbe, I think they put a little touch of jalapeno in it or something. I mean, it was so stinking good. I got an extra order and brought it down to my brother-in-law the next day because I was meeting him and halfway. We get together in Marshall. It's halfway between us. And I brought him some of that, and he went nuts.
So they can legally serve that
in
a restaurant. Interesting.
Sheshko. It's on Knapp Corners.
Well, I think you know what you're buying.
Right in front
of the cinema. It's almost like the Mediterranean sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's same as sashimi.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But raw fish.
So anyway, let's talk a little bit. Lamb is somewhat of a traditional Easter meat. can you, do you have to buy a whole one? Do you buy just a shank? Are there other cuts? What's going on with that?
Yeah, the main cuts that we'll sell shanks, but either lamb chops or leg of lamb are the two biggest sellers. So whether it's a semi-boneless or boneless leg.
So what happens to the rest of that animal? Turns into kibbeh?
Yeah, there is ground or whatever else. So just, you know, during the Easter season, those are the traditional cuts.
I mean, most do guys make lamb burgers?
We have ground lamb in the shop.
And what would you use that for?
Some people like to add that, like, to a meatloaf or something else. Really? And the lamb we have is domestic lamb, as opposed to New Zealand lamb.
Right.
And it tastes way, way better. It doesn't have that kind of gamey range taste that that the imported lamb does. When we first opened up, and we've had domestic lamb since we opened, somebody ordered up a leg and didn't pick it up. And I thought, well, we just roasted it off. I basically prepared it like a prime rib, just a slow oven roast, 250.
Bring it up to about 140.
Yep. And actually 135 is what I did, a little bit more rare. And our customers said the first Easter, boy, this tastes like prime rib. I'm like, lamb tastes like prime rib. And I did a leg and tried them. Like, holy crap balls. No wonder they said it tasted like prime rib, because it did.
Right.
And there's the difference, you know, with the
domestic. And it was boneless
lamb.
Or bone-in?
That was boneless.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just truss it up? Do you season it on the inside? Or
I just season it on the outside, you know.
Okay.
Tim's so you blend. Didn't slice it open. You didn't stuff any...
Nope.
Thyme or rosemary or anything like that.
No, I just seasoned up with Tim's blend.
You know, that Tim's blend, you can put that on anything, man. You really can. Yeah. I use the hell out of that.
Yeah.
I really do. I go through one of those.
You put it on tofu and make it taste like something.
Yeah. There you go, Bob. There you go.
There you go, Randy.
Yeah. And that domestic lamb is very, very good.
Right. Because he tried to sell it on the first broadcast he did with me. And Michael Gray ripped him a new one.
Yeah, that was over 11 years ago. Yeah. Some things just never go away.
Yeah, one and done. We're done with that one.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
You're bricklayer all your life.
Yeah.
I built bridges on my own.
Yeah. But anyway, so you would just roast that, and do most people buy them boneless, or do they buy them bone-in, or doesn't matter?
It's about half, probably a little bit over, maybe 60-40 boneless over semi-boneless.
Right.
And do you think it really matters?
To the taste of the meat itself? Not really. And with
that
lamb,
bone, you know, people always say, and I have this debate with Jop all the time, well, you know, the bone, and I got to believe that whatever magic that bone is imparted in the meat, it's already done by the time you're going to cook it. So leaving it on there, unless you want it for presentation or anything, it doesn't really do any good, in my opinion. It, like I told you, I do with my prime ribs. I take the suckers off and I make some beautiful ribs.
Yeah.
But I want that roast to be cooking evenly.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing is with a bone-in pork chop. It, you know, you never get it as well done. If you have women in particular, like my wife doesn't want to see blood on anything for food. So if I cook her a pork chop, then I got to kind of overcook it to get it done well enough around that bone.
For her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just throw hers in first. So give hers about a 15-minute
jump start. And then put an
start.
M on it. Just take a marker and... Right, M.
No, you'll see it. You'll see it. It's the one that looks like a hockey puck. Yeah. That's the one she'll get. Yeah.
Well, she's gone, so that's how she cooks them.
Right.
She cooks a snot out of them.
Remember, she gets the podcast, though.
No,
easy,
she
brother.
Doesn't.
Yeah. We just put a toothpick in it, put hers in a few minutes early. They come off at the same time. Hers is more done. Yours is less.
Okay, right. That's a great
exactly.
Idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It took me 32 years to figure that out.
So lamb chops, I usually do them marinated. Just because, and then I hit them on a really hot grill for about a minute or a minute and a half on either side, because I like those medium rare.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, the rib cage of a lamb is only, what, maybe like 8, 10, 12 inches long?
Yeah,
depending.
About 9 bones. Yeah.
Right, yeah, you get 9 bones in there, and they're just little thin chops, but ooh, man, are those good.
Yeah.
So.
They are good. I wonder if you could take that loin off and make ribs, just ribs. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, well, that's not much eating. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to bring the train to a station. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Today's man law, and under no circumstances shall a man ever defer control of the television remote to a female, unless it's your mother.
Oh, yeah, mom rules. Mom rules in the house
man
every
law.
Time. Right.
Well, we're not watching TV when mom comes over then.
Or we hide the remote and put it on the station that we wanted to watch, right? So Tim, we haven't covered beef, which is my favorite part of the farm. And
have some jerky.
Yeah, well, I've eaten about five pieces of that during the show here. I'm picking it from between my teeth. It's wonderful. Save it for later. But how are beef prices doing? Have they been fluctuating like everything else in this whole COVID time period?
Yeah, there's some, you know, they fluctuate. There are a few cuts that, because of manpower, and hopefully we'll get through this COVID thing, you know, sooner than later, but there are some of those specific muscles, one we use for the Sobey Sizzler, that they're just not separating that muscle out. So just keep moving it on down the line.
What are you doing with a Sobey Sizzler? Is that a ball?
A ball?
A ball tip?
It is not. No, it's a teres major. It's a specific muscle, and it's actually in the front shoulder, and it kind of rides up along up what would be the roast meat, and
so
they
it's not
separate
like a tri-tip.
No, different from a tri-tip.
Because doesn't Brands use a tri-tip or not?
They're using the ball tip.
They're using the ball tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So this piece of meat is up by the roast.
Yeah,
but it's one specific muscle.
Correct.
Don't you think that Sizzler is like kind of unique to West Michigan because of Brands?
Oh, if I heard right, they were the ones that started that.
Right.
They've had a great run with it, and they do a beautiful job with
they
it
do.
Too.
That was my point. Is I wonder because I've tried making those before, and I've never been happy with the end result. That's why I always use a tri-tip.
Yeah.
Because that comes out so much more tender.
Yep.
What would be the I wonder what would be the key to using a ball tip sizzler like that and getting maybe a little more tender piece of meat. Use a tenderizer on it?
Yep. If you could, you know, Jacquard, that will make a difference.
Okay.
And Brands has it dialed right in.
They
really
do.
And when I, you know, if we go there, I'm going to get, that's one of the few restaurants that I'll get a steak from.
Yeah, right? Me too.
And they do a heck of a job on it. So even their larger cut, which, you know, I'm not the skinny cut guy.
Right.
So it might be a couple inches thick, and I always like my medium rare.
Right.
I tell you what, I have never been disappointed how
Isn't
they
that
prepare
funny?
That.
And
yeah.
You know what's cool about Brands? We'll do a commercial here for them, but they're a lot like Sobey. Is they're the working man's steakhouse.
I would agree.
They're not fancy,
yep.
But you get a great deal, and you get a great piece of meat.
Right.
And Absolutely. Your store,
and
of course,
service.
Most meat shops aren't fancy. I mean, unless you talk about Westbourne or places like that in Detroit, where you pay three times as much for your meat as you're supposed to.
Right.
But I think their MO matches Sobey's very closely. You got that working man's mentality.
Yeah.
You know, everybody that goes in your shop works hard. And,
yeah. I would agree.
And they spend a lot of money.
So Tim, speaking of the shop, how long you guys been around?
In May will be 17 years.
Right. And it's a great story. We'll share it for another time. But it was out of sheer necessity that you and your bride started the shop. And it's a wonderful West Michigan success story. But
it was out of sheer necessity that I found this guy.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right.
Because we were a sausage class right. with Rob Russell, and I needed casings. And I checked all over the place, and they said, well, the Sobey might have it. And I'm like, yeah, I got to go up there because I still haven't found that place. That was when you were in your old building.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like an insurance office.
Yeah.
And it was like, I drove by it and drove by it. It's like, I don't see a meat shop.
Yeah, that's why everybody paid a premium to go there.
I walked in there and I knew instantly that I would love the place because, number one, you had a pickle barrel. When do you see those?
Yeah, right.
And the people standing in that little lobby trying to get their meat were so happy to be there. And they're all just talking. And
it's a neighborhood place, man.
It's a neighborhood place.
Yeah. So,
and that love for the community has permeated your business. You want to know why you guys have already outgrown that giant building? It's love.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Tim, tell everybody where you're at.
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker.
Right, which is the northwest side of Grand Rapids, for those of you that aren't familiar with Grand Rapids. But wonderful place. You can't miss it.
You can hit our website and click on the link and look for that Sobey Falcon.
Yep.
It's the Polish Falcon. Click on the link. It'll take you right there.
That's right. There's more there than just a meat shop. You got to go.
Or just tell Siri. Hey, Siri, take me to Big Tim.
Right, right, exactly.
She knows what Big Daddy is.
Yeah, but anyway. Siri knows a lot of things, doesn't she?
She knows more now.
Right, but hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Tim, thanks for your time. We know you're busy. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio with us. And Barbecue Bob, just keep walking chicken, brother. We'll be all good.
We'll do. I'll be talking chicken.
Yeah, we'll be talking with you next week. See ya.
See ya.